Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 1st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, a new supply chain report offers additional details on the iPhone 12 release timeframe for this fall. According to the report, the iPhone 12 will likely launch in October instead of the usual September window. The report explains that Apple has stopped sending key iPhone engineers to China, which means progress on the engineering validation test prototypes of the iPhone 12 has stalled. Things are believed to be ramping back up as the COVID-19 pandemic slows down in China. Apple readies hardware by passing through three stages: engineering validation, then design validation, and then production validation. So because of these delays, Apple is reportedly set to begin volume production of the new flagship iPhone in the third quarter. This would mean a release to consumers later than usual. But the report goes on to say that production of the lower-end 6.1-inch iPhone 12 will begin earlier than the rest. We've seen Apple do staggered iPhone releases in the past. For instance, the iPhone X launched 2 months after the iPhone 8, and the following year, the iPhone XR launched later than the iPhone XS did. So it looks as if something similar will take place this year with the iPhone 12, which makes sense when you consider that for the first time ever, there will be four new flagship iPhone models. In other news, Apple has quietly adjusted the pricing for RAM upgrades in the entry-level $1299 MacBook Pro. Until today, Apple had charged $100 to upgrade from 8GB of RAM to 16GB of RAM, but now that upgrade costs $200 in the United States. But the change also applies to other countries, including Germany and the United Kingdom, where prices have also doubled. These types of fluctuations in component pricing are generally due to changes in supply and demand. For example, it's possible that Apple's entry-level supplier for MacBook Pro RAM is experiencing disruptions, whether it be because of COVID-19 or other issues. As you remember, Apple refreshed the MacBook Pro lineup last month, bringing the new Magic Keyboard design and performance improvements. The entry-level model, however, went largely unchanged, with the only upgrade being the new Scissor Switch keyboard design. These sorts of changes in component pricing are also evident when Apple releases a new Mac and adjusts the default storage configuration. So when Apple refreshed the higher-end MacBook Pro last month, it also included double the SSD storage for the same price. So essentially, while SSD storage is getting cheaper, Apple is facing difficulty sourcing the RAM for the entry-level MacBook Pro, hence the increase in price. But as of right now, RAM pricing for the rest of Apple's Mac lineup has not changed. This is not necessarily surprising, as Apple has different RAM types and suppliers for different Mac models. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses, a powerful writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Learn more and get 3 months for free at ulysses.app/9to5Mac. Anyone who writes a lot will be right at home in Ulysses. Whether you're planning your next novel, writing blog posts, or academic papers, Ulysses offers a super-focused, distraction-free writing experience combined with effective document management, fast syncing, and flexible export options. With Ulysses, you'll be able to manage writing projects of any size and kind with built-in organization features including nested groups, keywords, filters, and much more. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily scripts in Ulysses, and the app keeps getting better with every new update. For 9to5 Mac daily listeners, new customers can use Ulysses for free for 3 months by visiting ulysses.app/9to5Mac or using the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Ulysses for supporting 9to5 Mac daily and being my writing app of choice. Last but not least today, Apple has temporarily closed the majority of its retail stores in the United States for the safety of employees and customers. This comes as protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to spread across the nation. Apple stores across the country have been targeted by looters and damaged during the protests, so Apple is closing the stores preemptively to ensure the safety of its employees. One of the first stores targeted was Apple Uptown in Minneapolis, which was vandalized, boarded up, looted, then boarded up again. Subsequent protests saw stores in cities such as LA, Brooklyn, San Francisco, and Scottsdale damaged and looted. Apple products stolen from stores are rendered inoperable after leaving the building and can be tracked by authorities, but these safeguards haven't deterred protesters yet. And all of this comes as just 140 of Apple's 271 U.S. retail stores had reopened following the COVID-19 shutdowns. Apple had originally closed many of its stores on Saturday, then extended the closures through Sunday, and now almost all of the store closures have been extended through today. As of right now, it's unclear how much longer the stores will be closed, but Apple will likely take a very cautious approach to reopening, especially in cities where the demonstrations continue. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.